Remember, one of my friends, like a friend, I mean, I think before Akufo-Addo came to power, or somebody said, oh, this guy, I'm saying business, so you can make money. And the guy invested, like, I think, 800,000 Ghana cedis. As soon as he invested that money into the Galamsey business, Akufo-Addo came to power and they placed a ban on Galamsey. And this guy took loans from banks.
Goodness.
So don't invest in a speculation. Go and do your own research and see if you have the strength, the capacity to do this business and manage it.
Most people are saying that everything, you know, coach is saying is fantastic. You know, they would love to do that. But they don't have the startup capital. They don't have the money.
It's not true.
Okay.
You see, like what you are saying, a lady came to me and he said, coach, she said, I want to start a business. There's this business that I want to start, but I don't have money. I said, are you sure you don't have money? She said, yeah, I don't have money. Said, let me see your phone. When I collected her phone, I think she was using iPhone 13 Pro Max. You want to start a business, you don't have capital, but you are using iPhone 13 Pro Max. Are you serious? That 13 Pro Max can buy a land, half plot, around Dodowa or something, or less after Dodowa. So I told her, do you know what? Sell this iPhone 13 Pro Max. Mm-hmm. This was about 3 or 4 years ago. Sell this iPhone 13 Pro Max. Go and buy Infinix or Tecno. And use half of the money to start a business. And she said, no, but coach, I can't. My boyfriend bought this phone for me on my birthday. That's okay. Then why don't you go to your... Oh, no, I'm no more with my boyfriend. I said, you are not serious. Many years ago, way back in order, I wanted to start a business. I had no money. I sold my TV. So the first of all, what do you have? When you read the Bible, there was this lady that went to the prophet and told the prophet that her husband died and left debt. And the people they've come to take her children to slavery or whatever. And the man of God asked the lady, what do you have in your house? The woman said, I have nothing. But she said, I have a little jar of oil. And he said, go and borrow vessels. See, we have what it takes, like we have it. That capital you are looking at, you have it. Why don't you sell something that, because if you believe so much in that business, why don't you sell something valuable, something that, like me, I sold my TV many years ago, way back in the that TV was giving me a lot of entertainment, but I sold it. You understand what I'm saying? Hmm. I told my friend, sell this car. I can say, no, so you will not sell this car, but you want a business, an investor. You understand? Somebody to invest in your business, right? And I told him that, no, look, if you come to me or if you go to any businessman and you need capital, the person will ask you, how much do you have?
Yeah.
So you have to raise something.
What risk have you taken?
Yes.
Hmm.
So there are so many things. Me, I've done businesses that like I sold stuff, things that I had to raise capital.
So you've gone through the Ghana system.
Yeah.
You've gone to school, you know, came out, became a man of God a little bit, and then started championing your life.
Mm.
And now you've got a fantastic business and you're giving advice to other people as well.
Yeah.
I heard in one of your videos where you were speaking about, I think it was a comparison between should we build a house or should we start a business, right? I think there was another chap who was also talking about this same thing. In your own books, what should be the process that the person should go through? After school, what should we do up until the age of, let's say, 30 or 40? What are some of the things? Because a lot of us, we're like, okay, after school, you get a job, you get a land, you build, and that becomes the life that we live.
No, that is bogus kind of system. You understand? Because why do you build a house? Young man, you are now starting life. Why do you build a house? And if you don't take care, that house will lock up your capital. See, so I remember one guy, did the counter video. I was just looking at him. And because if I don't have money, so let's say you are a teacher, a nurse, okay, and you went for a bank loan. like two banks, and you were able to come up, let's say, 50,000 Ghana cedis, or let's say 60,000 Ghana cedis, and you buy a land. And as soon as you buy a land, there's, you know, this litigation stuff in Ghana or in Africa, and they take the land from you. What are you going to do? So why don't you think about, one, establishing the business? Because we take money from money to build a house. You don't have an investment. They are telling you, build a house.
Okay.
You understand? Build a house. So all the money that you have, I mean, buy a land. You see, land is to me is the best investment in Ghana now. Buy a land and put a fence around the land, protect the land, and start a business. Don't rush and build a house. There are so many broke people living in uncompleted buildings.
Huh.
You understand what I'm saying? Start a business and grow. And somebody will say that, ah, by business, what about if you fail? No. If you are starting a business and you do your research very well, like doing your research, you are going to minimize your failure. So I will never advise any young guy, young man, young person on this planet to build a house if you don't have a business. Because you get stuck at a point. Because, see, even in real estate, real estate is good when you have your property in a good location. Real estate is all about location. I come from Akimoda, and I was telling a friend of mine that there is no way I'll build apartments in Akimoda and rent. No, I will not do it.
It's no sense.
Yes, because it doesn't make sense. It
makes no sense, no.
You understand? Because see, if I go to my hometown, say now, how much is one bag of cement? The person who is in Accra, who is in the city, is buying it, and the person who is in Oda, they are buying the cement the same, iron road the same, right? And I'll build an apartment in Oda, and I'll rent it like two bedrooms or three bedrooms, like let's say 500 or let's say 1,000 is in Accra. When you have two bedrooms in a good location, you can rent it out for let's say 4,000 cedis or 5,000 cedis. So why don't I concentrate in Accra? And you see, when you build a house, you know, like, you know, you have to renovate the house.
Yes.
So if you build a house as a young guy, four bedrooms, five bedrooms, a house that you are coming to live in, it doesn't make sense. So I told our people abroad, those in diaspora, that instead of you to build five bedrooms on one land and your family members are living in that house, they will poo-poo in that house, even when the toilet is full. You have to send money from abroad. You understand?
Even electricity.
Electricity.
Water.
You have to send money. Yes. You have to send money. Why don't you build apartment? You understand? On that same land, so that your family will live on downstairs, the first floor, you rent the rest. This is what I'm saying. I'm not saying people should not build a household. But if you are building a house as a young guy, start a business and make sure you are making money. You get stuck. You know how many people that are telling me they are selling their... So many people... 3 days ago, I went to Amrahia with a friend to go and check a house. The guy is selling it. He doesn't have money again. Uncompleted building. And you are telling me, a young guy, you want to go and build a house. I mean, go and experience it and you will see. Because the money you are investing in that house will not come back to you. It only come back to you if, let's say, you are renting those apartments. That's when you are going to start making money. So why don't you have a business? It doesn't make sense.
I think a lot of the time, you know, we speak about mindsets, developing a mindset for success. You've gone through the process. You've learned quite a lot of things. And these things have allowed you to discover who you are. But what is it really? What is the mindset we need here for success? The actual mindset. Some of the things you learned that are applicable to the average person.
See, me, if I become president of Ghana today, the first thing that I would do, I'll shut so many TV stations and radio stations. Like, they will not run again. Because the things that they show on our television stations, it doesn't make sense. Our radio stations in the morning, politics. In the afternoon, politics. In the evening, politics. TV station, telenovela. You understand? All the things that they show on our stations, it is not helping the youth. So, what I would say is we need to spread knowledge. Now, as a nation, we need to have an agenda. Okay, we need to not only entertainment. It's like, you see, Africa, our focus is entertainment, creative arts, creative whatever, you understand? But we need to train our people to think in a certain direction. We need to have programs like what you are doing. I mean, on national television, you understand? Like, to create a lot of awareness. Because, see, when a child is born, there's something we call a clean slate. Whatever, like, a child comes to this earth with zero, like, he doesn't have anything in his mind. So the things that the child will copy from his parents, the environment. So, you see, it will be difficult for a child coming from a broke home to become successful. Yeah. But it is easy for somebody coming from Dangote's house or Bill Gates or Ekufu Addo, whatever, to succeed.